This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine has decided to fight on in the ruined city of Bakhmut because the battle there is pinning down Russia's best units and degrading them ahead of a planned Ukrainian spring counteroffensive, an aide to President Volodymyr Zelensky said. The comments were the latest signal of a shift by Kyiv this week to continue the defense of the small eastern city, site of the war's bloodiest battle, as Moscow tries to secure its first victory in more than half a year. A shooting at a Jehovah's Witness hall in Hamburg, Germany, has killed several people, apparently including the shooter, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A witness nearby films the perpetrator shooting into the building from outside as a flurry of gunshots echoed into the night sky. In the video shared with German news channel Nonstop News, the witness Gregor Miesbach can be heard shouting in disbelief. Speaking to Nonstop News after the shooting, Miesbach said, "There were probably 25 shots at least that I heard. When they arrived, police found people with apparent gunshot wounds on the ground floor. They had a shot from an upper floor and found a fatally wounded person upstairs, who may have been the shooter. I'm Karen Chamas."
Xi Jinping has been awarded a third five-year term as China's president, adding to signs he might stay in power for life at a time of severe economic challenges and rising tensions with the U.S. and others. Xi's unanimous endorsement Friday by the ceremonial National People's Congress was a foregone conclusion. During his two terms in office, Xi has sidelined potential challengers and filled the top ranks of Communist Party with loyalists. This is VOA News. 12 years after the triple reactor meltdowns at the Fukushima nuclear power plant, Japan is preparing to release a massive amount of treated radioactive wastewater into the sea. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Japanese officials say the release is unavoidable and should start soon. Dealing with the wastewater is less of a challenge than the daunting task of decommissioning the plant. That process has barely progressed, and the removal of melted nuclear fuel hasn't even started. The Associated Press recently visited the plant, and during their visit, journalists saw 30 giant tanks for sampling and analyzing the water for safety checks. A concrete facility for diluting the water after it's treated and tested is in the final stages of construction. From there, the water will be released via an undersea tunnel. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Former Malaysian Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin was charged on Friday with abuse of power and money laundering over projects launched under his premiership, accusations he said were politically motivated. The charges come just 3 months after Muhyiddin lost a closely fought and divisive general election to Anwar Ibrahim and are likely to increase political tension in Malaysia ahead of regional polls this year. Muhyiddin, who led the country for 17 months between 2020 and 2021, becomes the second Malaysian leader to be charged with crimes after losing power. Court documents, part of a lawsuit against the U.S. conservative television channel Fox News, show how Fox became actively involved in politics instead of simply reporting it, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
In May 2018, President Donald Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell were trying to stop West Virginia Republicans from nominating U.S. Senate candidate Don Blankenship. Court records say they turned to Fox News founder Rupert Murdoch, who told Fox News executives that Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham dumping on Blankenship hard might save the day. Blankenship, who lost the primary, said in an interview this week that he felt the shift right away, and he filed a separate unsuccessful libel lawsuit against Fox. I'm Donna Warder.
A settler killed an alleged assailant in the occupied West Bank on Friday after a gunman wounded 3 people in Tel Aviv as a surge in Israeli-Palestinian violence shows no sign of abating. Tensions remained high after Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin visited a day earlier to Israel, calling for de-escalation ahead of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan in March and the Jewish holiday of Passover in April. I'm Joe Ramsey.